The Department of Justice yesterday threw its weight behind legislation that would crack down on digital giants like Amazon and Google when they give their own products and services preferential treatment. In a letter to lawmakers yesterday, a DOJ official said that the rise of dominant platforms threatens open markets and competition, with risks for, quote, consumers, businesses, innovation, resiliency, global competitiveness, and our democracy. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
How are you?
Well, thank you. So that letter is from Peter Hune of the Justice Department. It was obtained by the Wall Street Journal. Tell us more about the practices that this law is taking aim at and why they're such a big deal.
And rare bedfellows, Jane. I mean, yeah. How often do you see this Justice Department agree with Amy Klobuchar and Senator Chuck Grassley and tacit approval from the House? There is some bipartisan unanimity about this. If you look at some of the four or five horsemen of tech, they now lord over Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, Google, about 25% of the market value of the Standard & Poor's 500 index. And they flex that clout. These platforms are dominant. If you have an iPhone, an Android phone, obviously, an iPhone will try to lead you to Apple Maps or Apple Music, the Android phone and Google Maps, Facebook clearly with WhatsApp and Instagram. And it's kind of redolent of what we experienced at the turn of the century. I'm dating myself here by, you know, what was it? Windows and Internet Explorer. And Microsoft faced a potential breakup because it was not going to leave room for other people in the World Wide Web to be on the Microsoft desktop. And it shows you how quickly these things change, that the battlefield is now shifted to the smartphone and mobile.
Well, it's interesting because Amazon, for example, denies that it gives preferential treatment to its own products, I guess unsurprisingly. But what do the tech companies say in their defense about what's happening?
They're saying you're punishing us for being successful. These are network effects. I mean, Facebook, Amazon, all of them have worked hard for years to build on subscribers, subscription gains, adding functionality like Amazon Prime and WhatsApp and virtual reality if you're Facebook. And you're saying, because we're successful and people find our network successful, you're now punishing us. As for Amazon, Amazon can say, if you come to us, oftentimes we'll even point you to a third party and won't sell it from our own storefront. But then many small businesses and third parties would point out that Amazon harvests that data and then goes back and creates its own competition. So it's pretty circular.
Well, how can lawmakers actually govern how a highly secretive search algorithm actually works? How would that happen?
I don't see that happening. I see the one real consequence is the nuclear option is breaking up some of these large players. I think especially about Meta, Facebook, which has kind of become a bête noire with teen mental health and the Instagram hearings and the whistleblower and the name change last year. You have huge swaths of the mobile architecture from WhatsApp to Instagram to Facebook and now kind of virtual reality with Oculus being controlled by one company, which is being accused of nefarious practices. What if there was unanimity in Congress and moreover between the United States and Europe to have them break up or spin off WhatsApp, which wouldn't necessarily be bad for Facebook? They could realize a lot of value by tracking these companies separately.
Really interesting. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks for filling us in here.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jane.